We are proud to announce a new sponsor for this podcast, Auggies Locker Room. Auggies Locker Room, which is located less than a mile away from Notre Dame Stadium, was named the best Notre Dame's collectible shop in the country. This shop is amazing. If you are a passionate Notre Dame fan and are looking for that special Notre Dame piece to complete your rec room, Auggies is the place to go. They have a wide selection of Notre Dame Stadium pieces, jerseys, helmets, autographs, and one-of-a-kind Rockne items. They have an exclusive Joe Montana signed items. If Auggies doesn't have it in store, he will find it for you. Visit AuggiesLockerRoom.com or stop in at 1811 South Bend Avenue and see the vintage helmet display dating back to 1890. AuggiesLockerRoom.com or call 574-277-NDND.
Good morning, Darren Pritchard with you, joined by Mike Singer from Blue and Gold Illustrated, blueandgold.com. He is the Notre Dame football recruiting insider. Busy time for Notre Dame football with all the coaching changes, the Irish coaches back on the road, trying to put together a tremendous class of 2023. And of course, if you've listened to Mike, if you read Mike, they're off to a really, really good start. But there's a lot of handshakes to be done with a brand new coaching staff being put together. And Mike joins me here on WSBT Radio. Mike, good to be with you. How are you today?
Tired, Darren, but I'm doing well. How are you doing, man?
Tired. Welcome to the club. Hey, with all the new coaches, and again, nothing official from Notre Dame, but Blue and Gold Illustrated has pretty much confirmed all of these new assistant coaches in place. Are those coaches, Mike, already out on the road recruiting?
Not yet. Not yet. Harry Hiestand and Brian Mason should be pretty soon. I mean, if not Friday, then probably Monday. I was actually expecting the Mason hire to become official Wednesday. So it's just one of those tedious things for whatever reason about Notre Dame. I don't, you know, like obviously the George O'Leary thing comes to mind of why this takes so long for these things to become official so Notre Dame's new coaches can't go on the road. But I mean, that was 20 years ago. I mean, we've got to come up with a better system or something here, Darren. I mean, Mike Elston, that news breaks, and 2 days later, he's out recruiting. You know, Lance Taylor, I think it was, you know, 36 hours from the time the news broke for, and then for him to become official for Louisville. You know, it's not a huge deal here in the meantime, but it's just kind of one of those things you would like to see Notre Dame's new coaches out on the road to meet these recruits.
When Mike Elston leaves, I think a lot of Irish fans, and including based on the reactions on the Blue and Gold message boards, there was a little panic just because Mike, along with head coach Marcus Freeman, has put together a high-end defensive line haul for the class of 2023. Now, all verbal commitments at this time, but it's a very impressive group. You've talked about them, including Keon Keeley, the player out of Florida. When you see Elston leave, you can understand Irish fans got a little nervous. Al Washington, you guys have confirmed, will be the new defensive line coach. I guess the good news is, Mike, that there's already a prior relationship between Washington and Keeley.
Darren, you've come such a long way from when we started doing these interviews.
Look what you've done to me, Mike. This is all your fault.
You are a recruitnik now.
Oh,
gosh. You love following recruit. I mean, you're reading my content all the time. I just yes. Love it. Love that you are a member now of blueandgold.com.
I don't want to give away your key secrets, but I think that's pretty well known. You put that out there.
Of course. And by the way, folks, $1 for the first year. Sign up for blueandgold.com right now, and you get a free Founders Club hat. I mean, really the deal of the year.
It is.
But yeah, so Keeley was very excited when Notre Dame, you know, hired. Of course, reportedly, because Al Washington hasn't been made official. So Keeley will probably be about 25 years old by the time Washington hires official. In all seriousness, Keeley had told me that Washington had come to his school twice, was the first coach that he had talked to from Ohio State. Now, Washington was the linebackers coach at Ohio State, and he's already kind of making a little bit of an impact, I would say, with Notre Dame linebacker recruiting, even though he's, going to be the defensive line coach for the Fighting Irish. You've seen some new linebacker offers go out, some guys that he had been recruiting when he was at Ohio State. So he's not going to be just focused on defensive line for Notre Dame. He's going to be, you know, helping out with some prior relationships he had while he was at Ohio State. So that's good to see. But yeah, as far as Keon Keeley goes, Darren, it's just going to be a battle to hold on to him. That was going to be the case whether Mike Elston was Notre Dame's defensive line coach or not. I mean, my projection right now, Darren, is that losing Elston and gaining Washington might end up being a wash because Keeley loves Notre Dame. That's the first thing. That's first and foremost. Also loves Marcus Freeman. Has a really strong connection with Mike Elston too. I don't want to diminish that, but I think that Washington's going to come in and build maybe even a stronger relationship. We'll have to see, but Elston and Michigan are going to push really hard for Keon Keeley. Ohio State, Larry Johnson's defense line coach there does a really good job. Georgia, USC, Alabama, he's visiting in 9 days, the Crimson Tide. So, yeah, like I said, regardless of Elston, this is going to be a battle. Notre Dame's just got to keep fighting. And, this is a prospect who's the, number four player per on three in the 2023 class, a five-star prospect. This is someone Notre Dame needs to keep.
Sports Beat AM on WSBT Radio. I'm Darren Pritchett, joined by Mike Singer, recruiting insider, Blue and Gold Illustrated, blueandgold.com. You can follow him on Twitter at Mike T. Singer. So, Mike, with Elston leaving for Michigan, he was the recruiting coordinator last year for the Fighting Irish. Now, in following the hiring of Brian Mason from Cincinnati, sounds like he was the recruiting coordinator with the Bearcats for a couple of years for Luke Fickell. Best guess, do you think Mason might fill that role at Notre Dame, or is there someone else on the staff that you might see being very capable of taking over those duties?
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Yeah, I think Mason makes sense, but I'm going to be honest with you, Darren. One of the assistant coaches always kind of gets the recruiting coordinator tag, but the folks in the recruiting office do a lot of the day-to-day activity that when a Notre Dame fan hears recruiting coordinator, what you think of that is more so what like Dre Brown and Chad Bowden, Dave Poloquin, like those guys in the recruiting office, like what they're doing. So recruiting coordinator, like what that actually looks like for assistant coach, I guess they kind of have some final say on some things and are the ones doing the press conference on National Signing Day, but it's, those assistant coaches are really focused on coaching, and recruiting, not so much coordinating for the entire staff. That's at least maybe Notre Dame's listening to this right now and they're like, no, Mike, you're an idiot. But that's, in covering recruiting for almost a decade, that's kind of how I've seen this. So for folks being like, man, we're losing Elston as recruiting coordinator. Personally, I just don't think that aspect of their job was that major of a thing. The guys in the recruiting office are, really the ones who do a lot of that day-to-day scheduling and planning and kind of leading that operation.
Mike, as you look forward to following this Notre Dame football recruiting cycle with some different coaches now in the mix, is there one coach you're more interested in following him recruiting with the Irish more than anybody else?
Oh, first, great question. Second, it's got to be Chancey Stuckey. I mean, you have a depleted receiver room. Notre Dame has some big-time class of 2023 receiver targets on their board that, like the Adele Alexander had good relationships with, but, Chancey Stuckey can come in and, build very strong connections as well. So, Stuckey's 38 NFL experience, but also very little coaching experience at the college level. I mean, it's fascinating. I mean, he's got to come in and overhaul really this receiver room, because you know you're gonna. I would assume, I can't remember all of the eligibility situations, but I think Davis and Wilkins, this is their last year. Lindsey might have another year, but you know, you're going to lose, what, half your receiver room after this year? I mean, that's not really saying much, because Notre Dame only has like four guys on scholarship or something. But Stuckey has got to bring in a really good receiver class in 2023. Let's see what they can do in the transfer portal, Darren. They're going to get a portal receiver sometime in the next few months. What that exactly looks like is kind of TBD, but still expecting that.
Mike, am I wrong if I say that Stuckey might need to bring in four wide receivers in this class? Is that one too many?
No, I don't think
realistic.
So. Darren, in this 2022 recruiting class, there was a time period where they were gonna. Four was their number, and they ended up signing one. And the way things are trending right now, I can't remember if we've really dove into this in previous interviews here since signing day in December, but they offered two class of 2022 high school receivers post that December 15th signing day. And they're not really in the mix for either of them right now. And it looks like they're not going to get another high school receiver like it was kind of trending towards. And I wrote a story at blueandgold.com this week, backstory on 2022 receiver recruiting. And it's a tough read. A lot of Notre Dame fans appreciated the read, but it's not easy to get through. There's no way around it. It was a blunder. I mean, and that's not just blaming Dale Alexander like – other Notre Dame coaches above him, you know, get some blame for that too, because it was just, you know, thankfully the one that they did get in Tobias Merriweather is a darn good one. But yes, moving to 2023, you know, you're going to lose some receivers off of this current roster. Your numbers are already very low. You've got to get, oh goodness, at least three. And I would hope even the graduate transfer, or I guess even undergrad transfer. They can kind of do what they want now, as we see.
True.
Would have a couple years of eligibility so they could have that guy for another year.
Over the last week, Mike, Notre Dame, it seems like, has sent out quite a few offers. From offensive players, who is the most interesting player that you believe the Irish have offered recently?
Oh, you're putting me on the spot with that, Darren. I'm gonna go with a class of 2022 prospect.
Oh.
To my knowledge, really the only one that they're still recruiting in the 2022 class. Like, when all these coaches are going out on the road, Darren, I'm sure you are perusing all of my reports each morning.
Yes, sir.
To see, you know, where they're all going. It's really fascinating stuff. But Andrew Paul is a running back from, I believe it's Dallas Episcopal School or something to that effect. Notre Dame saw him this week, and to my knowledge, he's the only guy in that 22 class they're still after. So running back prospect, Notre Dame offered him after the signing day in December. He's kind of went from a low-level P5 prospect, you know, fine offers from some Texas schools and Colorado, to now having Michigan, Oregon, Notre Dame, Clemson battling for his services. So Marcus Freeman and Tommy Reese were at his school a couple days ago. They'll be back, a couple of Notre Dame coaches I'm sure will be back next week, and then they're going to battle for his final official visit next weekend. So that'll be a pretty big one.
Mike, let me wrap up by going off recruiting just for one second and talking to your colleagues, Patrick Engel and Tyler Horka. How would you describe where Notre Dame is right now in their defensive coordinator search? That's the really big item out there. Of course, they need a running backs coach as well, with Lance Taylor departing for Louisville. But for Irish fans, how would you describe where you think the football team is in trying to find that new defensive coordinator?
Do you have like a soundboard where you can play some crickets, Darren? I don't know. It's pretty quiet on that front. And with the running backs coach search too, I mean the DC search had been, you know, quiet even before. Like, we had heard some of the names, Haycock from Iowa State, and then you're hearing that he declined. You know, the opportunity with the Fighting Irish. So then it kind of felt like that Notre Dame was starting over from ground or square one, I should say. So it's quiet. We're not hearing a ton. But here's the thing, Darren. Even if Notre Dame came to an agreement with someone right now, that coach isn't going to be able to get on the road by next Friday during this on-the-road contact period. So it's not a rush for me anymore. Like, there's not like, all right, let's get this coach in here so we can go see recruits. Like, all of February is a dead period. So to me, there's not a rush. Like, I want to see Mason, Heastand on the road ASAP. I think Stuckey, there's a chance we could see him on the road next week. Al Washington, still possible, but unlikely. But for the defensive coordinator and running backs coach, I mean, there's just not a rush for me. So I don't know if that's playing a factor for Marcus Freeman, but that's at least where I see it.
Talk about the greatest deal in the history of civilization that's still available.
It's $1 for a year, signing up for blueandgold.com. Of course, after the first year, you're not going to get that same rate. Otherwise, we'd be going out of business pretty quickly. But if you're on the fence, you've never done a pay site, or you're on another one and you maybe want to try us out, you know, go to blueandgold.com and sign up. And if you do so before February 3rd, we'll throw in a free Founders Club hat. And I get a lot of messages, hey, where's my hat, Mike? You know, keep in mind, it's $1 for the first year. So, you know, we're not going to rush to get this hat out. I don't even think it's made yet, but that will, be happening in the summer. That will be shipped out, in a few months here. So really, Darren, a great deal. That's like $130, $140 value you're getting for $1. So again, deal of the century. You get all the recruiting scoop from me, coaching insights, expert analysis on various items. It's really the place to be.
That is Mike Singer, Notre Dame football recruiting insider, Blue and Gold Illustrated, blueandgold.com, talking Notre Dame football recruiting on Sports Beat AM. Good to catch up with you. Hope you have a really good weekend, and I guess we can probably chat in our normal time on Tuesday. We'll find new things to talk about because you've got a million things going on right now.
Always. Sounds good, Darren.
Thank you, Mike, very much. Mike Singer, check him out, Blue and Gold Illustrated, blueandgold.com. Follow him on Twitter @MikeTSinger.